Welcome to the Nova Proton Show. Today we're talking about Christmas in space. As you may know, Christmas is a holiday that is traditionally celebrated on Earth. But what about astronauts who are living and working in space? How do they celebrate Christmas while floating around in the zero-gravity environment of the International Space Station ISS? Well, it turns out that astronauts have come up with some creative ways to celebrate Christmas while in space. For example, they might decorate the inside of the space station with Christmas lights and other festive decorations. They might also prepare special Christmas meals using the food that they have on board the space station. This might include traditional holiday dishes, such as roast turkey and cranberry sauce, as well as other special treats that the astronauts can enjoy while they are in space. But the most important part of Christmas for many people is spending time with family and friends. This can be a bit more difficult for astronauts who are far away from their loved ones. However, thanks to modern technology, astronauts are able to stay in touch with their families using video calls and other forms of communication. This is important because even though they are far from home, they are still able to feel connected to their loved ones and share in the joy of the holiday season. One of the most unique things about celebrating Christmas in space is the fact that astronauts are able to see the Earth from a completely different perspective. From their vantage point in orbit, they can see the entire planet at once, including all of the different countries and landmarks. This can be a truly awe-inspiring experience, and it's something that many astronauts say is one of the highlights of their time in space. In fact, some astronauts have even reported feeling a sense of awe and wonder at the beauty of the Earth from space, which can be a powerful and moving experience. In addition to the stunning views of the Earth, astronauts also have the opportunity to see some amazing cosmic phenomena while they are in space. This might include things like auroras, meteor showers, and even the occasional shooting star. For many astronauts, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the universe in a way that most people never will. Of course, living and working in space presents its own unique challenges, and celebrating Christmas in space is no exception. For example, astronauts have to deal with the lack of gravity, which can make it difficult to perform some of the tasks that we take for granted on Earth. This can include things like cooking, eating, and even moving around the space station. To overcome these challenges, astronauts have to use special techniques and equipment. For example, they might use Velcro strips to attach themselves to the walls of the space station, or they might use special utensils and containers to eat and drink in the zero-gravity environment. Another challenge that astronauts have to face is the isolation from their loved ones. While they are able to stay in touch with their families using modern technology, there is no substitute for being able to physically be with them on Earth. This can be especially difficult during the holiday season, when many people are spending time with their loved ones. But despite these challenges, astronauts still find ways to make the most of the holiday season while they are in space. Many of them have shared their experiences and memories of celebrating Christmas in space. And these stories can give us a glimpse into what it's like to be an astronaut during the holiday season. For example, astronaut Chris Hadfield, who spent 6 months on board the ISS in 2013, wrote about his experiences celebrating Christmas in space in his book An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth. In it, he describes how he and his fellow astronauts decorated the space station with Christmas lights and other festive decorations, and how they prepared a special Christmas meal using the food that they had on board. Hadfield also talks about how he was able to stay in touch with his family using video calls, and how he was able to see the Earth from a completely different perspective while in orbit. He describes feeling a sense of awe and wonder at the beauty of the Earth from space, and how it made him feel even more grateful for the time he was able to spend with his loved ones. Another astronaut, Scott Kelly, who spent a year on board the ISS in 2015, also wrote about his experiences celebrating Christmas in space. In his book Endurance, A Year in Space, A Lifetime of Discovery, Kelly describes how he and his fellow astronauts decorated the space station with Christmas lights and other festive decorations, and how they prepared a special Christmas meal using the food that they had on board. Kelly also talks about how he was able to stay in touch with his family using video calls, and how he was able to see the Earth from a completely different perspective while in orbit. He describes feeling a sense of awe and wonder at the beauty of the Earth from space, and how it made him feel even more grateful for the time he was able to spend with his loved ones. In conclusion, while celebrating Christmas in space might be a little different than on Earth, astronauts are still able to enjoy the holiday and create special memories while they are in space. They are able to connect with their loved ones, see the world in a new way, and experience the wonder and beauty of the universe. I am going to leave you with the words from Frank F. Borman Roman II, James A. Lovell Jr., William A. Anders. As their command module floated above the lunar surface, the astronauts beamed back images of the moon and Earth and took turns reading from the book of, closing with a wish for everyone on the good Earth.
We are now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day.
God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called these seas. God saw that it was